Once upon a time, there was an old farmer who had worked on his crops for many years. One day, his horse ran away. Upon hearing the news, his neighbors came to visit. "Such bad luck," they said sympathetically. "You must be so sad." "We'll see," the farmer replied. The next morning, the horse returned, bringing with it two other wild horses. "How wonderful," the neighbors exclaimed. "Not only did your horse return, but it brought two more. What great fortune you have." "We'll see," answered the farmer. The following day, his son tried to ride one of the untamed horses, was thrown, and broke his leg. His neighbors returned to offer their sympathies. "Now your son cannot help you with your farming," they said. "What terrible luck you have." "We'll see," replied the old farmer. The following week, military officials came to the village to conscript young men into the army. Seeing that the son's leg was broken, they passed him by. The neighbors congratulated the farmer on how well things had turned out. "Such great news! You must be so happy!" The man smiled to himself and once again said, "We'll see." The moral of the story? It is rare that an event can be assessed at the time as good or bad, lucky or unlucky, fortunate or unfortunate. In most cases, only time will tell the true story. Often, like the farmer's neighbors, we're tempted to put a lot of energy into things that look great, but won't necessarily end up paying off. Equally, we can feel very irritated or dissatisfied about situations that turn out to be merely temporary setbacks. Perhaps the best course is through the middle, staying clear-eyed and spontaneous as events unfold, without trying to predict long-term outcomes or becoming attached to feelings about their inherent value. It's tough, I know. The things the universe has in store for you are magnificent, mysterious, and marvelous. If you were looking for a sign, this is it.